This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Wednesday's summit between Presidents Putin and Biden, the two leaders had different views on what was discussed. Vladimir Putin via a translator.
In American cities, every day people are killed. That includes the leaders of various organizations. And you can't say a word about it. You don't have the time to say a word and somebody's killed.
President Biden on several occasions lashed out at the media.
I have a negative view of life. That seems to me the way you all. You never ask a positive question.
The two leaders did agree to normalize relations with the return of ambassadors. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year and brought forward the time frame on when it will next raise interest rates. The Fed did raise its inflation expectation to 3.4%. That's a full percentage point higher than March projections. The central bank gave no indication as to when it will begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As border guru Vice President Kamala Harris continues to work on other projects outside of the U.S.-Mexico border, where hundreds of thousands are entering the country per month, the man that secured the border in the past will make a visit. Tim Berg reports.
Former President Donald Trump is planning to visit the Texas-Mexico border. Trump saying he accepted an invitation from Texas Governor Greg Abbott to visit the area on June 30th. This as illegal immigrant car chases with smugglers continues to rise across the entire state of Texas. In one of the most recent cases, a smuggler carrying 12 illegal immigrants crashed into the front gate of a home in McAllen, Texas. Texas State Trooper Chris Olivares tells Fox News these sorts of occurrences are now happening every day.
Sadly, we've had incidents where there has been fatality crashes because of these smugglers, the way they drive. And unfortunately, we might start seeing that a lot more because of these increase of pursuits.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced plans to build its own wall along the border with Mexico. The Republican governor at a press conference on Wednesday.
They apprehended just over 17,000 people coming across the border last year. This year, in the month of April, they apprehended more than 170,000 people. That is a 1,000% increase in the number of people apprehended coming across the border year over year. Similar numbers were echoed in the month of May. Also, the type of people coming across the border is changing. Early on, it was unaccompanied minors. Now, a majority of the people coming across the border are adults coming across alone. Also, what is changing is the carnage that is being caused by the people who are coming across the border. Fences of ranchers along the border are being completely decimated, causing border ranchers to lose their livestock or border farmers to lose their crops. Homes are being invaded. Neighborhoods are dangerous, and people are being threatened on a daily basis with guns of people either coming across the border or those working with those who are coming across the border. Cartels, human and drug smugglers, and human traffickers, they're all profiting off of our open border crisis.
Governor Abbott has authorized $250 million as a down payment to start the process. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and thank you for joining in because this is what We the People looks like. If we are going to maintain a government of for by We the People in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, that's the way it is said. You know, poor Joe Biden, he still can't figure it out. Every time he goes to the Constitution, gets off script, it gets crazy, doesn't it? I mean, you just anticipate some sort of train wreck just around the corner. And so far, he's been pretty good. He hasn't disappointed us. You know, that's the way it goes. Megan Barth joins us now. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Now that Joe Biden is he back home yet? I mean, we're all done with the European tour, right? I mean, the whole rock star thing is over?
God, I hope so. I mean, never have I seen nine people together that actually destroyed the economy that are getting together to talk about how they're going to save the economy they destroyed. And that's typical of progressives. That's typical of Democrats. They come in and promise you a utopia. They turn it into an absolute nightmare. And then they move away, usually, to a red state and ruin it there, too.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, so it should be, you know, so clear for, you know, these people in these blue states, and especially these energy individuals that, you know, some that gave their vote to Joe Biden. And in giving their vote to Joe Biden, they gave away their job. And then they see Joe Biden canceling a pipeline here in America that made us energy independent, that we're now paying a dollar a gallon more for instantly. Thank you very much. And he opens up the spigot to Vladimir Putin, Russia, and Angela Merkel. And there goes our energy independence. And now we're going to be scrambling to negotiate with people that don't like us once again.
Yeah, par for the course. You know, I have to laugh that for 3 years we heard nothing about Russian collusion, which we knew was an absolute outright lie, and then proven, of course, when the Mueller report was released and all the FOIA documents to follow. That was just an absolute fabricated lie to misguide and create more fear in the American people. But the first thing Joe Biden does is basically reward Russia with you know, all of the oil they want to produce and move. And so they've created energy independence and wealth for Russia. Mm-hmm. But supposedly it was Donald Trump who was colluding with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, of course. And because in the foundation of all this is the difference between America first and America last. This is the ideal and the worldview of these two parties. And I use that term loosely because, unfortunately, there are some people within the Republican Party that have infiltrated the worldview and have compromised it. But at the core of the Republican Party and conservatives is that we still believe in American exceptionalism. We've earned it. We've worked hard. And we deserve it. And we have continued to give to other nations. and, you know, to protect them and, you know, be there when needed. You know, I can guarantee you that Donald Trump, had he been at the G7, you'd have been hearing a lot more about what happened with this China virus. Crickets from the Biden administration. Nothing said whatsoever about China or even NATO upholding, you know, their responsibility to fund NATO. These NATO, it was all quiet. I didn't hear one word of accountability for these NATO nations to pay up their fair share. Did you?
Well, no, but then you're asking us actually to practice what they preach and pay their fair share.
Yeah, right.
All we keep hearing from the Democrats, the progressive peer, is that how more people must pay their fair share. They must pay their fair share. But it's only for Americans that they want to soak.
Mm-hmm.
The American
people, the American taxpayer, we're getting soaked three ways to Sunday. We keep getting a bigger government that taxes more, and they keep making these promises, and they sell out our assets. I mean, we're the ones that built up China. We've created this monster to such a degree that, you know, Joe Biden, who one time was talking about being friends with President Xi, is just now they're not such good friends after all. You know, if they were such good friends, why can't Joe Biden pick up the phone and say, hey, tell me what happened in Wuhan?
Right, exactly. And, you know, let's not forget that, you know, everyone was banned for even talking about
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, and banned for talking about off-label therapies, which we know, like ivermectin, which we now know are very safe and effective in treating, especially early on stages of the COVID flu.
Right.
Ron Johnson just the other day was banned from YouTube talking about hydroxychloroquine, and the list goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
This type of censorship we would normally find in China. This type
right.
of censorship you would normally find in Russia, but we're finding it here, whereby the tech monopolies, which are just basically in bed with the Democrats, I decided to play doctor, much like Dr. Fauci. John Stewart is a good example. John Stewart was on a late night talk show the other night and said, it's the Wuhan virus. It came from Wuhan, you know, very simply put, that everybody knows. He has not been banned, thankfully. But we actually have somebody that is a celebrity speaking out and telling the truth. So what does the press do? They say, oh, well, he's just a celebrity. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But, yeah, on this month's cover of InStyle magazine sits Dr. Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
So the progressives will pick their idols according to what they want to hear. But what they want to hear certainly is the truth, or else a lot more people would have been saved.
Yes, exactly. Well, their truth is killing people. That's to your point.
That's
exactly.
Right.
And here we are again, going back to what we talked about last week, these numbers. And I was talking with another virologist here earlier when we were talking about, you know, here we are 600. We've crossed that threshold of 600,000 people have died of COVID. But it should be COVID related, because as you know, and I know, less than 5%, actually, these are real numbers, this is according to CDC, not some conspiratists or anything, but they've had to fess up to the numbers and say, actually, it's only about 5% that died of COVID only. The other people who expired with COVID also had comorbidities that could have led to their death, but they've been assigned to it. But, you know, everybody wants to hold to that big number to keep us full of fear, wearing masks, and locked down.
Yeah, and of course, the CDC changed those numbers very quietly, and now we just keep hearing 600,000. India introduced ivermectin very early on in their treatment of hospitalized patients, and now have dropped down to like an 8%, I believe, of patients dying from COVID, whereby it was more towards like 100%.
Right.
So India did the right thing, and I would say that India, we could learn a few things, but again, the progressives know better.
Mm-hmm.
They need to keep people living in fear, and fear is a very strong and powerful political weapon.
Exactly, especially when you have big tech, legacy media all piling to that end. It's no wonder, and that's what we've said early on, Megan, you and I talked about this, is this fear factor, the psychological damage, and the damage that it's doing on the American people, and dare I say, even our kids and our labor force as well, because the tentacles run wide and deep. And, you know, we'll see down the road just how much damage and what we're talking about exactly, but we see it coming. More from Megan Barth after this.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have high blood pressure or diabetes? Are you over the age of 65 and covered by Medicare? Then pay close attention to this message. Medicare has introduced some new benefits to help consumers during these cautious COVID-19 times. They realize many of you don't want to leave your home to visit a doctor. So now you can get a remote patient monitoring device shipped to your home at little or no cost to you. Now your doctor can identify your problems in real time, which could potentially save your life. Victory Medical can easily ship this monitoring device directly to your home at little or no cost to you. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes and you're covered by Medicare, make this free call right now to see if you qualify for a new remote patient monitoring device. Call now.
800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Within 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Megan Barth, the proprietor of RingandBabe.com. This just in, Megan, again, we question, what is SCOTUS? What is Supreme Court doing here? We've got the Affordable Care Act, according to New York Times, survives the latest Supreme Court challenge. The court sidestepped the larger issue in the case whether the 2010 health care law can stand without a provision that required most Americans to obtain insurance or pay a penalty. I mean, this thing is hanging. I mean, you talk about being on a resuscitator. This is Obamacare. And why can't somebody just put it out of its misery? And the Supreme Court, I mean, their job is to, you know, listen to these cases and to ensure that our constitutional rights are being followed up. But it's like, what are we paying them for?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I worked very long and hard over the last, well, many years on investigating voter anomalies, election integrity, voter fraud, et cetera. And with all the evidence that was presented specifically here in Nevada, we had 8 binders of hard evidence, not anecdotal evidence, but actually hard evidence that we mm-hmm. found through open sources and undercover sources, et cetera. And the Supreme Court didn't look at any of the evidence here in Nevada. And the Supreme Court said, oh, well, we don't have standing. And that's exactly what the Supreme Court said. SCOTUS said when it came to all of the states, you know, coming to the Supreme Court and appealing. And this is what now we're seeing from the progressive wing of the Democrat Party, which is basically the socialist wing, the communist wing, but they're all socialists now. Why are they sending 100 lawyers to Arizona in order to stop the audit? Why is Merrick Garland threatening federal intervention in a state's election? I mean, they won by 81 million votes. So what are they afraid of? Why
exactly.
send 100 lawyers?
Mm-hmm. Well, and if they won so fairly, why H.R. 1? Why S.1? You know, to federalize the election, to secure all the more what they've been getting away with. Now they just want to codify cheating, basically.
Right. Well, and that's exactly what happens. They have a template of fraud. They use this template across the states. Arizona just said that Stacey Abrams basically helped Arizona rig the election because she basically wrote the template of fraud, mm-hmm. or at least borrowed it from her progressive communist friends in California. So as does California, so does the rest of the country. California codified ballot harvesting. It codified late voting. It codified all of these fraudulent activities, and that's what mm-hmm. the Democrats do. I mean, if they get away with it once, why not then pass it into law? This mm-hmm. is exactly what just happened to Nevada. They passed the new voting rules because of COVID, which included drop boxes and ballot harvesting and stay-at-home mail-in voting, and that was supposed to be temporary, and the Democrats here in Nevada just codified all of that into law. And so now the Republicans are going to have to take a page out of the Democrats' cheat book playbook and learn how to basically commit fraud.
Yeah. Well, look at they've been allowing them, but, you know, the double standard's going to reign no matter what. You know, and you just wonder, okay, they got, you know, they used COVID as a shield in 2020. What are they going to use for 2022? Because they're going to need something in a big way, because the lack of popularity of the policies and how the progressives have ended up hurting, you know, so many Americans. I mean, basically, they are imposing what only a third of their party thought would be a benefit. I mean, at large, you know, you had 70% at least of Republicans that rejected any socialistic idea. And here they are trying to do everything they can to codify, to set it into law and to lock it all down, whether it has to do with the elections or any other part of the political marketplace.
Well, right. And thankfully, we, you know, Joe Manchin is one of the, I guess, last quote-unquote moderate Democrats within that chamber. Senator Joe Manchin, he is blocking H.R. 1. They can't pass H.R. 1 without his vote. He is not going to federalize elections, so we've been mm-hmm. saved this time around. And he's also blocking the Democrats' budget when it comes to basically repealing the Hyde Amendment, which protects taxpayer dollars from being used to fund abortions. And so he is not going to support any budget that interferes with the Hyde Amendment. And so, you know, thankfully, I guess we have Joe Manchin. And when I had said, you know, when the Democrats hijacked the chambers through voter fraud in the presidency, I said, well, it's pretty sad, but the only person we can really rely on is Joe Manchin. And,
exactly.
And actually, he's turning out to be a quite reliable, moderate, I guess, mm-hmm. source.
Well, I still say that the Republicans ought to offer him whatever it takes and have him switch parties. You know, that would go, you know, would give us some breathing room because we can't get to the midterms fast enough. Kristen Sinema has also saved our bacon on a couple of issues as well, particularly as it relates to the filibuster. I did want to talk about this one issue that you reported. And again, I appreciate your faithfulness in staying on top of what's going on with voter fraud that people just want to be in denial over, that somehow want to believe that Joe Biden, and every time you see him on the public stage, you're going, how could he have won? How could he have garnered this many votes, basically just in policy alone, even in terms of his own presentation? I mean, it just does not make any kind of sense whatsoever, but we're finding out more and more with these audits that definitely, you know, there's a rather fishy smell when it comes to Dominion. And you say the same suspicious SQL software discovered in Michigan Dominion voting machines have infected Pennsylvania's Dominion voting machines.
Yes, and we were told time and time again that these machines aren't hooked up to the Internet. There's no way they can be hacked. There's no way they can be interfered with. And as a matter of fact, Michigan found two remote logins into their system. And they found, like you said, the SQL software, which was also found in Pennsylvania. And like I said, these aren't one-offs. This isn't just some sort of fluke. When the Democrats, and I'm speaking from a point of experience here, okay? I've been in the trenches for voter fraud for at least 5 years. When they see a template that works, when they create a template and it works, then why would you change the template?
Exactly.
You would simply take that template and you would use it somewhere else where you need to use it. And that's what the Democrats did, and that's what this SQL software, I'm sure that they're going to find more SQL software in other Dominion voting machines. It was just released, and it's also on my website, that a Fulton County clerk, election clerk, admitted that they don't have chain of custody for many ballots in Fulton County, which is a violation of state and federal law. In Georgia alone, there is no chain of custody for 335,000 ballots, which were all placed in the drop boxes that the Democrats forcefully implemented into Georgia. There were 300 drop boxes, mm-hmm. and now we find that there are over 335,000 ballots that have no chain of custody. And, of course, these are all, you know, absentee ballots, drop box ballots, no chain of custody. Now, Brad Raffensperger basically came out yesterday and said, well, it is a violation of the code. But we have to say 335,000 ballots, that not only perhaps changes the national election or at least the presidency coming out of Georgia, that also affects the down ballot race.
Exactly.
Now, what should happen is all of those 335,000 ballots should be thrown out, period. Because there's no chain of custody. But that's not going to happen. And you talked about 2022. We won't win 2022 unless there are other states that come forward and make sure they fix their election laws so the Democrats can't steal another one.
Well, look what's happening in Pennsylvania. You know, Republicans there have been introducing sweeping election reform bills as well. So we'll have to keep an eye on this, and we appreciate you reporting on this faithfully, Megan Barth. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, as we say, and to stay activated on behalf of we the people. Thank you, Megan. Take care.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. insurance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Wednesday's summit between Presidents Putin and Biden, the two leaders had different views on what was discussed. Vladimir Putin via a translator.
In American cities, every day people are killed. That includes the leaders of various organizations. You can't say a word about it. You don't have the time to say a word and somebody's killed.
President Biden on several occasions lashed out at the media.
I have a negative view of life. That's stupid to me, the way you all. You never ask a positive question.
The two leaders did agree to normalize relations with the return of ambassadors. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year and brought forward the time frame on when it will next raise interest rates. The Fed did raise its inflation expectation to 3.4%. That's a full percentage point higher than March projections. The central bank gave no indication as to when it will begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program. USA Radio News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, around the world, plastics in the ocean are becoming a greater threat to the health of the world oceans. If you've been on the oceans lately, you see what's going on. We were on a boat ride here recently. I just could not believe the amount of debris on the ocean. And you just, instinctively, it makes you sad. Well, by 2052, discarded plastics are projected to weigh more than there are fish in the seas. You get that? 2052, we're going to have more plastics in the ocean, way more than there are fish in the seas. Now, here to talk about how the Plastic Bank and SC Johnson have teamed up to form Social Plastic, an innovative way people around the world and here in the United States are helping the ecosystem, is Alan Vandermolen, Chief Communications Officer with SC Johnson. Alan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks very much. Very happy to be here today, and I'm so glad you're shining a light on this issue with us.
Well, you know, most people get it. They understand how dangerous plastic are, but still a lot of people are still ignorant of it. So if we can just, a basic tutorial, what is the problem with plastics in the ocean?
Look, by and large, this is single-use plastics, the kinds of film that you see food wrapped in around the world. And 60% of the world's ocean-bound plastics originates in Asia-Pacific, mm-hmm. which is why we're working with the Plastic Bank in Asia to pull this out of rivers before it makes it into the oceans, and then to treat these plastics to turn it into reusable packaging for our products.
Mm-hmm. And the idea is that plastic's not very biodegradable. They just kind of hang out there, right? And I mean, and sometimes you see them come together, and it's almost like there's rafts of plastic that have accumulated all in one spot. I mean, it's almost like you could walk on it.
That's absolutely right. And an important part of this is turning that plastic into an economic opportunity for underserved communities. Because if there's not an economic incentive to collect the plastic, it will continue to amass and end up in our oceans. So we're creating a program where in underserved communities, which is where these issues happen, there's an economic model for collectors to actually make money by collecting this plastic and getting it into a recycling center.
Yeah, we're going back to old basic school stuff. When you and I were growing up, I mean, you know, you got a Coke bottle and you could take it back to the store and get a couple of pennies for it, right? And so
you know,
this is a bit of a redemption model type of deal, right? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, look, that's absolutely true. But what we're trying to do is create an ecosystem where there's no new plastic coming into the system,
mm-hmm.
where collectors are incentivized to collect. There's a financial incentive for them. Producers, like us, bear the cost of recycling, and we want to drive this so there's no virgin plastic coming into the system, and we eventually get to what's called a closed-loop solution.
Yeah, that would be awesome. For people that would be collecting, Alan, what kind of income? I mean, what kind of money could they generate? I mean, because this is obviously, I mean, the goal is to, you know, get rid of it once and for all. So this is, you know, this is a terminal situation, but, you know, with good inducement and great incentives. But, so what are you looking at in terms of, you know, the universe of plastic and the amount of money that's out there in the oceans?
Well, look, primarily we're talking about emerging markets with this issue, right? So we're talking about lifting individuals out of poverty, getting them into a place where they can rise above subsistence levels of income and creating small businesses for themselves. So we're talking about enough money to start to provide for your family on a weekly basis is kind of a goal that we have with the plastic bank going in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great incentive. And also, of course, this will help them transition to something better and lift them up, as you say, as, you know, new careers come out of these emerging markets, right?
Look, hopefully we can scale this thing into sustainable economic models to lift people out of poverty and to help them scale their plastic businesses in Southeast Asia, which then will help them address the issue on the ground.
Right. Because part of the problem, and this so much reflects, you know, what's happening around the world, is you have something like plastic, but there's no, you know, there's no exit plan or there's no plan to repurpose. And so there it is just lying out in the water causing all kinds of problems. And, of course, we see the impact that it has on the ecosystems there in the oceans. You know, and gosh, I think I was reading a study here recently, Alan, where all of a sudden, I think the turtles were having what they called bubble butt because they were eating this plastic and stuff. I mean, it's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Look, if you just go back to that statistic that by 2050, there could be more plastic than fish in the ocean. And let's make that relevant for a little bit. If there is, that means that plastic's getting into our food chain.
Yes.
That also means that microplastics are getting into the air we breathe, and in fact, there's been a recent study by the University of Newcastle in Australia that says we could be ingesting through the air the equivalent of one credit card worth of plastic weekly.
Oh, wow.
So we've got to drive relevance for consumers to incentivize them to build demand for post-recyclable plastics and reusable plastics.
So if this if the plastic is being recovered and recycled, what are you going to use it for?
Right now, the plastic that we're getting through Plastic Bank, which is the equivalent of half a billion bottles a year, goes into our Windex product here in the United States. So 100% of our Windex packaging in the United States is ocean-bound plastic. We've got similar programs going on with plastic cup recycling with major sports franchises in the United States that's going into our scrubbing bubble bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is take waste plastics out of the system, treat that plastic, and turn it into plastic that's usable for packaging for our products.
What a great idea. No, this is awesome. What are some things everyone can do to help the ecosystem, Alan?
First thing you could do is actually look at the packaging that you're buying and see if that is post-consumer recyclable packaging, PCR. It should be marked on the products you buy, or see if it's recyclable or reusable. The other thing you can do is take advantage of recycling programs locally and start to talk to your municipal governments and your communities about doing curbside recycling programs at home. So that's just a handful of things that consumers can be doing.
Well, we're talking with Alan Vandermolen, who served for 3 years as president of International and We Plus at We Communications, a global communications firm. In this role, he was responsible for the firm's intellectual capital, global expansion, and fortifying We's partner network. He oversaw the agency's regions in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia Pacific. Alan, how is this partnership changing the world's oceans and ecosystems as well as people's everyday lives?
Look, SC Johnson's partnership with the Plastic Bank is all about looking at scalable solutions. And scalable solutions, number one, have to have an economic incentive for collectors. Two, they've got to be scalable so producers can use this packaging and get it to a cost-effective basis to drive recycling and treatment. And three, we've got to really work to educate consumers in terms of the kinds of plastic they're using and the kinds of products that they're buying, and making sure that they're aware of, A, these issues, and B, how to look for plastics that are, again, recyclable, reusable, instead of things that are being packaged in virgin plastic.
Well, Alan, hopefully this conversation that we've had goes a long way in educating the public to realize, you know, there is a solution to this. And like all solutions, we have to choose to participate. And now, what you're asking of people is common sense. I mean, it's not like they have to walk on water, do they?
Look, it's not. And this has got to be a partnership that's led by producers, companies like SC Johnson, that is led by municipal governments to make recycling easy and easier for consumers. And finally, it's got to take some consumer participation. We think the burden's on us to drive that education.
Well, Alan Vandermolen has been our guest, Chief Communications Officer for SC Johnson. Alan, as we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
You can come to scjohnson.com, and right on our landing page, you can look at what we're doing with ocean plastics and recycled plastics.
Alan Vandermolen, thank you for the time. Appreciate your time and all the great information. Take care.
Bill, thanks.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bill Martinez live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We've got the one and only Dr. Ted Baer. Are we special or what? Founder, publisher of Movie Guide, here to talk about movies and the culture. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing very, very well because the phone line is working and I can hear you clearly. And, you know, the miracles of modern technology. You'd think that once upon a time in the 60s, 1964, 65, I worked for NASA for a year testing the flashpoint of fuel. So you think somebody who was a research engineer could handle the technology better. But we get old.
We're spoiled, Ted, because if things don't connect right on time, you know, I've said to people often, we're the generation that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up, right?
So, and we know all the microwave jokes about
that. Yeah, exactly. Hey, well, let's talk about Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway. Peter Rabbit 1, which came out in 2018, taught us how to do the right thing instead of causing trouble. But Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, an updated story here. Tell us about that.
You know, I have a partiality. We gave Peter Rabbit 1 a Movie Guide Award.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found out that the head of the studio over in Australia was one of my best friends from here in L.A. And they always have a strong, you know, Christian allusions and allegorical elements. So, but they do it so well. They weave it into the story so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Peter in the first one has turned around, doesn't want to be a mischievous rabbit anymore, wants to help people. But, of course, being Thomas was his adversary in the first one,
mm-hmm.
because he was mischievous. You know, it goes back to the Peter Rabbit books. And Thomas doesn't believe that he turned around. And, you know, that happens to many of us that mm-hmm. come to Christ.
Well, everybody needs a doubting Thomas. That's okay. We got room for that, right?
Well, it makes it very, very hard for the, you know, I grew up as a left-wing whatever, and I grew up in the entertainment industry. I remember talking to one group, a wonderful Jewish group up in a very elite place, and they said, you grew up on Broadway and you became a Christian? They were furious. So, you know, I see this all the time. So it's wonderful. I mean, I was just with a group of people in Charlotte, North Carolina. They did the same thing. So Peter decides, well, if nobody believes him, I'm going to go back to my former. He gets tempted. Mm-hmm. He gets tempted by, you know, a rabbit in the big city who's got a gang of stealing to keep themselves alive. He gets tempted, all that. But I'm not going to tell you the ending of the movie, but it ends in the way that you want it to end. It ends in a way that's going to affirm all the good things about life and about the fact that we should love one another, care for one another, and do the right thing, even when it's hard to do. So
exactly.
That's all good.
Well, the fact that you have such a moral story wrapped into a modern, you know, presentation, the computer graphics, wow. I mean, you know, we talk about some of the old school stuff, but the new school stuff is amazing. What they're able to do now, you know, with these, what you and I saw as cartoons. I mean, it's almost an insult to call them cartoons anymore, is it?
No, I know. And there's a new animated film festival out. We could talk about that. That's on Movie Guy. But, you know, and that film festival's statement is that animation is a movie. So,
and yes.
This one, of course, is live action and animation. And the actors are great. And, you know, my father was an actor, but I can't imagine. I've been to studios and watched them do movies like Star Wars, et cetera. And, you know, you're talking to a blank wall. It's a little bit harder than talking to another person.
Mm-hmm. Well, Broadway news, you've got Andrew Lloyd Webber reopening theaters regardless of COVID restrictions. Tell our audience about this that you reported on in Movie Guide.
Well, I love Andrew Lloyd Webber.
You and me both. His music. Yeah.
Some of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And many of them, like Phantom of the Opera and Joseph of the Technicolor, Greencoat, and many of the others, and Cats, you know, Cats is T.S. Eliot, which was a Christian allegory. So I don't know whether everybody who sees it sees the Christian allegory, but I saw it immediately, and I'm sure you saw it. And Joseph Dreamcoat is the same thing. So Webber, you know, I wouldn't say that he's evangelical, but he always weaves strong moral principles, and he's taking a stand. He said, I'm not going to close down the theater. I'm on the board of probably the most successful off-Broadway theater in New York, the American Theater of Actors, with people that I don't know if you get along with, Robert De Niro and Harvey Keitel and everybody. So they put me on there as sort of the token Christian. You know, they'll have to take me off because politically correct won't allow them to do that. But I love the guy who owns the theater, and actually he's become I called him up last year, and he was so furious about the theater's closing. And I'm furious. I grew up with the theater. My father was a star on Broadway. I don't want them to close. I can understand Andrew Lloyd Webber being very upset. And I, you know, he probably thinks the same thing that you and I do, that the whole thing is a sham.
Exactly. Well, entertainment is essential. We need to be entertained. And I've, like you, I mean, when I go to New York, I'll be there for 7 days. I'm in the theater. I'll see 10 plays in 7 days, Ted.
Well, I love that. I took my son Robbie to see a play a couple of years ago when I went. I don't go as much as I'd like to because I don't get speaking gigs there. I get them everywhere else. So he's just speaking in Chattanooga, Franklin, North Carolina, you know, Charlotte.
Well, you get speaking gigs, and then you get paid in New York, and then de Blasio wants to be there to get his tax off you.
Oh, he's awful. So, you know, when I grew up, when you went to the theater in the late 40s and the 50s, when my father was starring in Showboat and Fannie Mae, you dressed up.
Yes.
And then, you know, you went over to Sardi's, you went to El Morocco, that's closed. I mean, all those days you were dressed to the nines. And the last time I took Robbie to the theater, I came out, everybody was in T-shirts and flip-flops, and I thought I was in California.
Well,
now, I don't mind T-shirts and flip-flops. I just have a different thing in my mind about the days of, you know, the high point.
Well, you and I are traditionalists, Ted. We love tradition. There's nothing wrong with that, and I'm like you. I love the whole experience, and part of that experience is, you know, dressing up. You go see a good play. If you have dinner before, I don't like to have dinner necessarily before because I always feel rushed, but, you know, I like to go afterwards, so you can kind of relax and, you know, just take it easy and, you know, talk about the play and that sort of thing. So I'm like you. I like that, even though it's sometimes it can get, especially during the winter, when you've got, you know, extra coats that you got to put in your lap because there's not a lot of places where you can hang up your coats, you know, during the season, right?
I remember when you had, my mother had a beautiful mink coat. What happened to mink coat? Never mind. We don't want to hurt the minks.
Yes.
The minks were farm people. They were not wild minks. They were in a farm.
Yes.
So
Yeah, I understand. That's what's going on there. So good for Andrew Lloyd Webber. His CD, which is that I have, one of the CDs of all his hits, you know, from the theater, that, you know, Cats and Evita and whatever, you know, that, oh gosh, it's with me. I keep it with me all the time and listen to it, because I just I love the theater that much. And Andrew Lloyd Webber, I mean, the music and plays that he's been associated with are just absolutely epic. And I'm glad that just like us, you know, he wants to provide and serve the community, serve the theater loving community that has missed it so much. Sad news this week was the passing of Ned Beatty, who died at 83. Tell us about that.
Well, Ned Beatty was an incredible actor, and we all remember his little speech in Network, because everybody thought he was a comedy star. And it was like preaching, and they said, how did you do this? Where he tells, he says to the news anchor who's gone bonkers, and all for the right reasons, I'm mad as H-E-L-L.
Yes, yeah, right.
I'm not going to take it anymore. And he says, we are the countries, we control the world. It's a wonderful speech. And he said, that's because I grew up in the church. What I love about Ned Beatty is underneath it all, he was a man of faith and values. And at the end of his life, or not at the end of his life, but 2006, after his career was winding down, he did a Christian album called In the Beginning Was the Word. And he was terrific. So, what more could you ask for than a great actor who has good values? And he always portrayed some very winsome characters, even when they were the bad guys.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, I just saw a movie again. It was some sort of special deal with Lethal Weapon. And he played the role of a senator, quite convincingly. And leave it to him. I mean, his breadth of work. A life well lived, wouldn't you say?
Well, I have a lot of friends from that era because I grew up in it, and we have a lot of friends from our era. John Voight, who's been to the gala, and Dolly Parton, who kept asking for an award this year. And these people, although they were very big stars, many of them grew up with faith and values. And so we're seeing the passing of a generation who grew up, who went to school, where you had prayer in school, where their worldview was good over evil. And Gary Sinise, I can think of a whole slew of them. And it's sad to see any one of them go on, although they're happy they're with Jesus. But
amen. Yeah, exactly.
Those of us that are left behind, well, who's going to replace them? Because I don't like all the woke actors. But I want to bring them to Christ. So.
Again, we're traditionalists, and exactly, yes, the same goal, to remind everybody and to continue to spread the good news and remind them that Jesus is coming back soon and very soon. Dr. Ted Baer has been with us from movieguide.org. Great articles and updates and reviews are right there waiting for you. Check it out for yourself. Dr. Ted, as always, appreciate it. God bless.
Have a beautiful day. God bless.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated?